That's our boys go west. So I was saying earlier on that it wouldn't be Christmas really, would it, without an old pantomime at the waterfront. And Widow Twankey's bopping her head away there while I was just winding up the track there.
She was indeed.
Widow Twankey being at Ross Anderson Doherty. And of course, Gavin Peden Aladdin, both of them joining us this morning. Very good morning to you both.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
How's the form?
Oh, great.
Good.
Great.
Good. That's what we like to hear. So, Aladdin, now, of course, we all know the story of Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never just as simple as that, is it? Whenever there's a pantomime, there's always a sort of a plot and a subplot. So maybe, Gavin, you could kick us off on what's going on exactly.
So basically, you're introduced into the world of Bally Wan Wu and by Widow Twankey, who is running a laundrette, half Chinese. And basically, you follow her and looking after her young son, Aladdin, and his exploits trying to look for love with the Princess Jasmine, which is kind of like the original Disney story. So yeah, you're introduced to them and a couple of other shady characters. Classic villain, played by Chris Robinson, Ebenezer, and Fairy of the Ring, and just the general shenanigans that go on with us six, you know.
And this is your first time, isn't it?
Yes, my first pantomime, yeah. First Christmas show.
So are you nervous? Are you sort of anticipating it? Are you excited?
At this point, I'm kind of got it locked in. I've done it so much now. It's great from the kind of first couple of weeks of rehearsals. It's kind of a different kind of mindset, or kind of, I don't know, a lot of different skills needed to like be doing a lot of singing, a lot of dancing, and a lot of scenes like all at the same time, backwards, you know. So it's mental, but it's
on
great.
Your head, yeah. Rubbing your tummy.
The energy is mental. Yeah, a lot of sweat.
When you were talking about shady characters there,
yeah,
I noticed your eyes sort of glanced towards Ross.
Yeah.
Or Widow Twankey, as
Widow
we should
Twankey.
Say.
Or Mammy.
So what mischief do you get up to during the course of it?
I would get up to absolutely no mischief. I am a model mother figure to Aladdin.
I can see that.
Don't fall in love with the baddie and give the baddie the lamp and then cause Princess Jasmine to get abducted by him at all. No. I'm just at home washing the dishes. No, that's me.
I can see that. And you have the look of,
yes,
of the ideal.
Yes.
The way you back comb your beard.
My beard isn't. Yes. Uh-huh,
it's
absolutely.
All beautifully done.
Beautifully femininely done.
So, of course, when all this is going on stage, there's mm-hmm. a lot going on in the audience as well. They don't just sit there, do they?
No. It's like a workout for the audience. Yeah. I like to think. We like to keep them on their toes. There's lots to join in with. And we encourage the kids to join in, but we also demand that the adults join in. Because if they don't, then the kids won't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have to lead by example.
And is there any singing along?
Lots of singing along.
Yeah.
Lots of pop songs for the kids and the adults to join in with. There's some old, had a wee bit of ABBA in there for people of, you know.
A medley.
Yes, a wee ABBA medley. Who doesn't love a medley?
Of course.
Get all the best bits of all the songs, none of the rubbish bits.
And a
wee dance routine to go along. So the adults love that, and then there's lots of pop songs for the kids, and then there's a whole big bit at the end where everybody has to get up and sing and dance together. It's a gig.
At which point do the kids tell you it's behind you? Is that early on?
There are a couple of times where that happens. There's a few times where Jasmine's being chased about by her ma. Jasmine's ma's worse than me. She's horrible.
She is.
She puts Jasmine in a cage. No, like who gets on like that?
That's disgraceful.
Esther Ranson would be raging.
Yeah.
Absolutely disgraceful.
Raging.
Red feathers.
Yeah. There are a few times when that happens. There's a lot of, oh no, we didn't. Lots of that.
Oh, yes.
Lots of that. I hear it in my sleep. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
And Gangnam.
So Gavin, is Ross a great mother figure?
Ross is a great mother figure. I don't know about Widow Twankey, but yeah, it's a lovely dynamic to play. I think sometimes Aladdin is maybe mothering Widow Twankey, and vice versa, kind of on the dating.
She wouldn't be great, Widow Twankey. Like,
yeah.
She does fall for the biggest villain in the history of the world, apparently.
Yeah, she's blunt, maybe a wrecking ball.
She does just tell Aladdin to shut up all the time because it's her show. Essentially is what happens. That's generally the vibe.
Yeah.
She's not the best mother, but she, you know, she's very caring.
Well, that's what's important.
It is. Surely it is, yeah.
And as you're saying, it is your fourth year. The audiences in Belfast, do you find them good?
Oh, they're amazing. Their crack is 90. Like, those curtains open and people start making noise before the curtains even open. They're screaming and yelling. And, like, people like Gavin and myself, we do theatre and stuff throughout the year, and it's great, and the curtains open, everyone's sitting very respectfully, like a nice, you know, polite audience like we're taught to be in school. And then you come to a panto and everybody's up on their feet roaring and yelling and screaming, interrupting lines. The audience is sometimes funnier than we are. Like,
yeah.
The odd time a kid will just point something out on stage and it'll be the best punchline in the whole show.
Yeah.
And we'll all have to take a wee minute just to compose ourselves. Belfast audiences are great.
Like, I take it as well. I mean, the ad-libs are all part of the fun, aren't they?
They are.
I think that the biggest thing for me, like when you say like this is my first pantomime or first Christmas show, and that's probably the biggest difference and change, is that every show is different because an audience is different, and they are such a big aspect of it. And we, you know, not to give too much away, but maybe we are with them and go run about, maybe possibly.
Oh, so you might possibly be venturing down into the
possibly
the
audience. Yes.
Oh, no, but one is safe.
Yeah, no one is safe. Literally no one is safe.
Guys, this sounds like it's going to be absolutely great crack. You better remind us where and when it's all happening.
We are in the Waterfront Hall in the studio space, and we are on. We have two shows a day, every day, really, except Mondays and Christmas Day. They give us Christmas Day off, which is lovely.
Small
so sweet. It's so sweet. Until the 8th of January. And they are shows, they're generally shows at 3 and at 7 from this point.
Brilliant stuff. Mm-hmm. Guys, may I wish you all the best. Break a leg.
Thank you very much.
Ross, Widow Twanky, Gavin Aladdin, both of you have a great show, and thanks very much for dropping
Thank
in.
You very Thank you, much. Michael. Good to see you.